It's Brian and Trisha on this Friday. Did you ever, when you were in school, when you were younger, did you do gardening at school?
No, but I did help my meemaw garden. We had at least two gardens going every year.
Well, when I was in like preschool, kind of daycare setting, it was a day. It was both. It was daycare and preschool. We had a garden. And I remember we would bring, all of the students would get to bring things home. And I remember bringing home radishes. I don't know that I would have ever tried a radish because it's not something that my parents typically bought. But I remember that was my first memory of a radish. So that brings me to this. Their school gardens, University of Texas researchers have found that students who participate in gardening, nutrition, and cooking classes eat on average a half serving more vegetables per day than they did before the school gardening program that they studied. So they're saying teaching kids where their food comes from, how to grow it, how to prepare it, that's key to changing eating behaviors over the long term.
I imagine it also makes them feel like they're invested in the process and
Absolutely.
They take pride in it. Yeah.
I think it's cool. And, you know, I mean, we've got programs within the high schools, but I wonder if doing it with younger kids may be more beneficial. Because I remember as a 4-year-old, maybe 5, with the radishes. And I wasn't opposed to them. I mean, they're not my favorite, but I wouldn't have tried them that early otherwise had I not grown them at the school.
I do remember Addison Grace was in elementary school, G.C. Burkhead, and they grew a sunflower in a cup of dirt.
Uh-huh.
And she brought that home, and I'm like, well, all right, what are we going to do with this? And she said, well, the teacher said plant it. And I'm like, no. Okay, sure. So I took it out and I planted it near the fence row because, you know, sunflowers get tall. They need something to kind of prop them up a little bit. And that sucker grew 7 feet tall.
That's so awesome.
So she said, is there a way to grow it again? I harvested the seeds.
Uh-huh.
I dried them and I put them in a container and then I shoved them in the cabinet and forgot about them.
Oh, do you still have them?
I still have them.
You should plant them.
I think this spring we're going to plant several because I've got a fistful of these seeds
out
of this one sunflower.
Do it along the whole fence.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. But this would require Addison to get out there and help me.
Well, Addison is also 14 now.
Yeah.
So
my body doesn't want to bend over and dig holes.
She would be invested in it. So I think she would probably even appreciate it more because she would help you.
Well, here's the question. Having never started a sunflower from scratch, I think we're going to have to call Amy before I do this.
Yes.
Amy Aldenderfer from the Extension office and find out, should I start it in some rock wool or a cup of dirt or something like that? Or should I just stick them right in the ground?
I'm glad you asked that question because I would have just stuck it right in the ground.
And that may be the way to go.
I don't know.
I don't know that.
That's a good question.
Yeah.